Philippi was completely destroyed by the French Navy to prohibit England the use of this part of the Mediterranean Sea. But to this day, the Minorcans are a proud people. They are not too industrious because they know how to live properly with the ease of rest. Do it tomorrow, mañana. And if they say pasado mañana, the day after tomorrow, that means never. I'm not about to get involved in such a task.
Okay. Where did you learn all this history? Did your parents or parents tell it to you, or was it part of your,
Education? In my self-education, reading back into histories wherever I could get a sentence here or a sentence there. And I was particularly interested to know who were the Minorcans. And from this research, I find that they are with the earliest known recorded people, as we now know.
Mm-hmm. Were you self-educated, or did you have a formal, maybe high school education?
I graduated from grade school, attended high school until prior to graduation, when I was forced to drop out because of illness. And I worked for several years, but attended night school, and went back to school after 3 or 4 years through football season. I played as a guard on a high school football team at 120, 135 pounds. And after football season, I then went back to work. My parents had died, and I had to be self-supporting. And it has been interesting to me to know the answers to questions. I have followed the coastal boats. As a young man, I stood examination and got a certificate to operate and navigate boats for hire. And for 40 years, each 5 years, I re-stood this examination. And while I was limited to tonnage, I was not limited to the United States and its possessions. Today, the Coast Guard will give you one small district to operate in. So in addition to that, if I had a standard motor, I would send to Red Banks, New Jersey, to the manufacturer to send me pamphlets and diagrams so I knew my motor, or I would send to Coscob, Connecticut, to Palmer Brothers to update myself on how I could properly repair and take care of my motors. And in the shipyards, I would watch the building of boats so I could maintain the hull.
What other places have you visited? What kind of traveling have you done?
My traveling has been very, very limited. In 1923, by automobile, went up through Fredericksburg, Washington, Uniontown, upper Sandusky, I think, and over to Elkhart, Indiana, and into southern Michigan with a friend, Cassopolis, the county seat of Cass County, on Diamond Lake. We were some 7 miles from town. And this was actually my headquarters. And from there, I got a job one summer in Alpena, north of Bay City, Saginaw, on Thunder Bay, Lake Huron, and worked with a road contractor until we were froze in. That ended my road contracting. But we built bridges, gravel roads, some cement. We operated 2 gravel screens. And during this time, I acted as a paymaster. I signed on as a timekeeper. So I had the intimate knowledge of the working of the company. And on 2 occasions, they sent me one to Ross Commons, one to Mayo, to bid on small road jobs. And I was so proud that I had this ability to know where my materials would come from, the price, and